on, I mean, we, the way we see it, we see...
Which one? Help me out, I forget.
The guy gets to the edge.
Yeah, he should have been outside on that, yeah.
Landon kind of
looking... When everybody blocked down, one of those tight ends was Eli's. And when your guy blocks, you replace to the outside. He kind of lost things a little bit. And guys in this league will make you pay for your eyes being in the wrong spot. And that happened on another play. And so he just needed to settle him down a little bit, and he's going to be fine.
He described just the aggressive approach you had on that last four plays. Just
if we were going down, we were going down swinging.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the guys did a nice job executing it. I don't think that's always the thing to do, to be quite honest with you, because sometimes you can overdo it. And you know, to the Eagles' credit, there was the third play, or I should say, the second to the last play. They were trying to sneak Sproles out. Right. Now, because the players were as aggressive as they were, JC got there before Wentz could get it out. Otherwise, they're going to look like they made the right call. So it was the guys executing it. But when we do that, it's make the quarterback make a mistake or throw it quick. We can't put all kinds of pressure on our coverage guys to be hanging back there too long. And on that particular play, they did. And I was happy for Trev that he won that down. You know, we got a little bit of pressure on him, and that was the guy they were going to, but he won it because he was inside leverage. He was where he was supposed to be. It forced the ball to go a little bit higher than they really wanted to, and it went incomplete. So it's good to see.
Obviously, fans, they want you to blitz.
Sure they do. Cause
we think that. I mean, you know, like, why can't you? Because when it works, everyone's like, why can't you?
Yeah, why can't you do it all the time? Well, because I think the ones that are forgotten is when we do blitz and it all gets picked up, and it ends up being a pretty good play for the offense. Because, again, no matter who you have out there covering, you can only cover for so long against these guys. So, and teams are smart. The really good quarterbacks will see things come and get rid of it. Sometimes they can turn into big plays for the offense. I think you got to pick your spots, and that's what we've been doing. But we'd like to do it as much as we can. Just got to have the right situation.
That's
the
line now. You know, finally hit it. You think hit it?
I hope so. I mean, these guys have a lot of pride. They'd like to be doing a lot better in any game. I mean, every individual position group wants to be the reason why we play great defense or win games, and I think they feel the same way. So I like the way they're functioning together. Chemistry is important. I think that's there right now. I think sometimes that comes with winning. We've been able to do that. But look, there's a fine line. One or two plays in there could have been the other way. We understand that when we win, and we certainly see that when we lose.
One of the things that kind of stood out was, I think it was like 7 plays of 20 yards or more.
Yeah, that's explosive plays. Yeah. That's a knife in my back every day. And we talk about it all the time. You got to keep those under four plays. Can't have the explosives. And it seems to be that when teams have explosive plays against us, they're really explosive. It's like the 58-yard touchdown. And that was a combination of a lot of guys. It's not just one guy, you know, to everybody's the naked eye, you think it's one guy. It's not. It's a lot of people. But we need to eliminate those. Why do they happen? They happen sometimes because the offense out-executes us, and a couple of them that happened this particular game, it was just poor eyes on the back end. And a lot of times it does fall on the secondary. But, look, when we, on one of those particular plays, we had 4 one-on-ones up front, and nobody won. So it's on everybody. You know, it's not just one person.
You said last week with the safeties, got to the point where you had another guy available, you make the decision. Andrew Adams, has he earned the opportunity to?
Oh, he's earned what he's been playing.
Continue playing
significantly? Yeah, we'll use more than just 2 safeties. Nat had not had enough. You know, the week prior week, he didn't practice very much because we didn't know if he was going to get through the concussion protocol. Well, no, that was last week.
Right.
And then he really didn't get cleared until Friday. But he has a special teams role. So we wanted him for that, and so we picked our spots. I think you'll see more of him this week because he's got a bunch of reps under his belt. But you know, Landon and Andrew ended up as we do our production sheets and ended up as the two most productive guys on defense. And when your safeties can be the most productive, you got a chance of being a pretty good defense. Because they're going to be in situations all the time, tackles and pass game, run game and pass game, where they got to make plays.
But he's still going to start.
It just depends on what package we put out there right now, so I'm not going to say that because it may not work out that way, but all 3 of those guys are going to play.
The productive, that's in terms of how does that base judge service?
Well, we do it a little bit differently. I mean, look, everybody knows stats. Everybody's got tackles, assistant tackles, pass breakups, interceptions. We put a point value to each one of those. But what I look at is how many points are they producing based on the number of plays they play. So if a guy plays 100 plays and he has three tackles versus somebody that plays 10 plays, you know, that has two tackles, the more productive guy is the 10-play, two tackles. You follow me? So based on that, Landon and Andrew were the most productive guys in this past game.
What did you see from Goodson to want to get him a couple snaps?
Well, we want to get BJ oiled up just as a football player. I've liked him as an aggressive guy. But he's a young guy. You know, put him in the middle of the defense, that's a lot to ask. But if you don't start to do it, and then at some point when you have to do it. So we're going to kind of build on that. He's gotten reps here during the week. Hopefully if we get the – we're looking for certain situations to slip that particular package in. If we get it, you know, he'll get in there again. But we'd like to play as many guys as we can. Right now, I think every one of the linebackers that's out there is playing. Mark plays more special teams. And all of – certainly all the defensive backs, the D-line sprinkling in there. We'd like to try to get Ower and Romeo some more reps as we go. But I'd like to get as many guys playing as possible.
Where do you want to get
some more reps? Some more.
And
they're normal spots. To,
I'm saying, where do you stand at the interior? Do they fit in there?
It just depends on the down and distance of the situation. They've played inside and outside. You're talking about Romeo and Ola?
Yeah, the interior rushers. I'm talking about,
yeah.
You know.
So they'll be in there. They'll be outside in first and second down. You know, they can play all those spots right now.
How's Devon Kennard doing that role?
I think he's doing a really good job. DK's, he'll continue to do that. Yeah. He's got some natural explosive power. He's a thick-hipped guy that can push the pocket, so I'm going to try to get him and use him all.
I'm sorry.
No, you're okay.
You look at the Bengals, and, you know, obviously A.J. Green is there. I mean, and the obvious thing is you sit there and go, oh, we'll put Jack Rabbit on him. I mean, is it that simple? Or?
Not really. He's an elite wide receiver. I've talked to Leon Hall a lot this week about A.J., you know. AJ's want to talk. He has – this is why I was talking to Leon about it. He has a unique ability, A.J. Green, to at the last minute stick his hands out and catch the ball. A lot of guys are doing that, and it gives a corner or DB a chance to stick his hand. And A.J., and he's got great hands. He's a bigger wide out with really good quickness. And we got to find a way to slow him down. We can't let him wreck the football game. That's a good football player. But we'll have different people on him and do different things, but – and Jack Rabbit will be one of them. He'll be one of them.